Okay, so we spoke out yesterday. Whoa, we have a visitor. Hello, hello, Sabu. I'm back on. Big Simcha.
That's smart.
Okay, very happy.
But helps him.
So we are in middle of the halachas of Kabbalah Slichtahara, and for those that missed the last Kol Shiurim, it's Aser. So that pretty much sums it up. You're not allowed to be Kabbalah Shiurim. However, lamechushmi amibaya, which means that a person is allowed to protect themselves based on the information that they received. At the same time, they are not permitted to take away any zechus in the community that the person may have based on the lashon hara. Okay. The Olam yesterday was not happy with that, but that's what Chofetz Chaim says. Now, let's go further. V'yesh harbei dvarim shenichshalim by ha'olam v'inyan lachush. There are many things that the olam is nichshal. V'roi l'davar b'zeh harbei. We should really discuss it for a while. Ach in kan makom lach. It's called vav lach yid aleph. Ve'echtav oisan im yirtz Hashem l'kamam chalach. Ach klal shel davar. Here's the general principle. Ma she'amro. This is what Chazal said. You have to be choishes mi'amibaya. Haynu rak l'inyan lishmos atzmai mehanidoi. That's to protect yourself from the nidoin. To cause him damage. So you're not allowed to be mazik him. You're not allowed to take away his chos from him. You're just allowed to protect yourself. You're not even allowed to hate him. Aser, gam kein min ha'Torah. V'chol shekein shein yochol lifter es atzmai ha'idei ha'lishn mishach mehachiyuvin shehu mechuyev lehanidoi. Okay? Now, so he has a big problem here, the Chofetz Chaim, that what happens if what I have to look at what he says here. I mean, what happens if I'm going to say Lashon Hara to someone, to Ellis, but he's going to end up believing it, and he's not allowed. Am I allowed to say it? On one hand, I have to, because I have to protect him. On the other hand, he's going to misuse information, and he's going to not believe it, and he is going to go out of hand with the information. So, yes, he's going to use the information to protect himself, but now he may use it and go further. Should I say it or not? Someone calls me up and says, should I do a shidduch with this guy? So I don't think it's for you. I tell him too much information. He's going to go call the people and say, get this guy off the list. He's going to call the shadchan. What are you telling me? Send me this guy. You're crazy. This guy's not marriageable. What do you do? Big problem. Chofetz Chaim seems to think that you shouldn't say it. Which goes into the whole cheshbon of what yes, what not. It's a very, very big chiddush. But it's also what are you supposed to, you know? You're stuck between. You hear what I'm saying? Okay. Now, there's a long haggadah here. I want to read the haggadah together. Let's give an example. A lot of people mess up with this. Somebody that he's considered an ani, and you have to give him tzedakah. And it turns out, somebody started spreading a rumor that they're not poor. They don't deserve the tzedakah. Now what happens is people stop giving tzedakah. You hear? So the Olam was asking, why? Why isn't this called mechash? If you're not protecting yourself from Hezek, you're just damaging him. You're not allowed. So, ki im haya hoylech api ha-Torah, she'en laham in lashon har, rak lochosh. If all you would do is lochosh, lo haya poites atzma leis atzma min ha'ani hazeh, you wouldn't exempt yourself from tzedakah, ki adayinu oymed b'ches kasvei. He's cheskes kashrus. She'en ischazek mekidma hazedina, he was mochzak before now, le'eshani. Kozman shalom is bar behefchon until you verified faker umuchuyovin atche yelafar nesoy, and the people in the city have to give him tzedakah. Ugedol mizu amru haray shabav amar par nesuni ein boitinaf. I mean, I'm going to check. V'choshkem v'zeh she'inschazik ad atel ish ani hayisbatel chaskasoy v'chiyuvay ma'anshe ha'ir amar zeh amut diba. Look at Pat himself. People don't think like this. People assume not giving tzedakah goes into mechash. He tells us, no, not giving tzedakah is not part of a mechash. Not giving tzedakah is in LM. You have to continue giving. Even though you heard a Shmuel that he's a ganev. You heard a Shmuel that he's a ganev, so you're allowed to stop, you're permitted to protect yourself. He's about to come lock the pushka. He's about to come don't do business with him. He comes and asks you for money, you have to give him. Why? I'm allowed to take precautions to protect myself from Hezek. Because that's called Mechash. But his Chazaka, when you're dealing with him, he's called Adam Kosher. Adam Kosher. You give tzedakah. Now, not every Adam Kosher I'm a chayav to go do business with. To protect myself, I'm permitted to make that call on myself and say, I don't want to do business with him. But to take away from him and not give him tzedakah, that's labeling him as apostle. I'm allowed to do that.
Then we have like an Indian right to just give stuck with your job is to give the stuck up,
right?
And
so that's what the Elam was saying yesterday. What do you mean? Why is that called mechash when I'm losing my money? What's that called losing money? You're following the halacha, no? It says to give him,
yeah, but you're using to give it to someone else that maybe would be.
It's like
it's not right,
but that's if the person it's screw or it's just. What happened if I know that, for example, he doesn't need it, so I can't go there?
Well, you know when you know. We're not talking about knowing. We're talking about
knowing. Huh? Think you receive that. Like,
that's your own thing. Fine. I'm saying you like the guy, but someone gave you a heads up. By the way.
So what's the chesed chazaka that he comes with the paper? That's enough?
I don't know what the chazaka is. Chazaka is he's a poor guy in the neighborhood. Everyone knows. You know? It's not easy to know. I'm just saying this is what he says. And for carrot, if you don't give him, you're over al tigzol dal. It's like manchful for carrot. Shekoya la rugalit in tzedakalani u poisik vein anoisin. Nikra avorzeg goizel hadal. Last year you gave me money. Why aren't you giving me? Oh, yeah, because some Lashon Hara spread about you. Don't you know? No one thinks you're honest. So you're Goizel Dal. Yeah, I'll do that. So it's unbelievable. The guy's Becheska said he's like, you have to give him money. That's what he's saying. Let's just finish the klal. V'im kvar over v'sham aloshen har v'hem in b'libay b'in shu mechelko y'hagnus sh'bein adam l'makom v'in shu adam l'chaver tikunay sh'is chazik lo'i t'yad v'am l'libay. How did you do tshuva on this? You have to convince yourself it's not true. Sh'lo'i l'hamina v'yikaval al atzma al ahaba sh'lo'i l'kabal oig l'oshen har al adam m'yisrael v'yizvade al zeh u'bezeh yisak in halavin v'asoyin sh'over al yidei kabal s'oshen har k'mavor b'psir. Real stuff.
Now, if somebody, that's only like a personal thing, like let's say, forget an organization calls you every year like that, and say, well, last year you donated so-and-so. Not because you've heard, it's because
you're just not in the mood, or you're less connected to them, or you have other things to give.
That's
something else.
That's something else.
We're not talking about Hosaki.
Mama just lost an RV. Yeah. Something that was with him.
Shkoyach. Great doc. Good to see you back. For
Amen, amen, Shkoyach.
Hey.
Good to be back.
Happy Shabbos. All the best.
You too. Call to.
Well, good to see you. So you're home now.
So Chassid Hashem, you came home, I think, yesterday. Or, you know, there's still a lot of questions and very few answers.
So, it's messed up.
Yeah, they have to do a lot of testing to see what's going on.
Okay, let me know when you're visitors.
Okay, yeah, Shukayach.
Okay.
Shukayach.
Good
job. Maybe in your session we might be able to start, if it's good by you, you know, learning a little bit next week.
Okay, let's see. Okay, we'll be in touch then. Next week, next week maybe works. Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I won't be able to talk too much.
Right. Me neither. That's part of the problem. My voice is a little
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, we'll work it out.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos. Good news.